And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to your LGBT radio that is Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Lucy, and today on this show we're looking at different parts of our scene.
Yes, our first guest today will be talking about a new club night that's coming to Bristol.
Well, our second guest creates music with her band The Badgers.
So stay with us to find out more right here on Shout Out. Bum. Hello.
Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
I got Lucy back presenting with me.
It's all changed. It's all new. I know.
So, and you're in this studio. Didn't we? Wasn't our first presenting together in Studio 2 while this refit was going on?
Yeah, it was. Oh, yes. It was all a little bit by the seat of your pants, yeah. Really. But now we're in a shiny new studio. I'm this side of the desk.
Yeah. Just watch your gas. Your Thanks. Seat could lower.
Thanks, Dad.
No, life that advice. Seat's lethal.
Mike, life advice for everyone.
Yep. Mike 5's seat is lethal.
Right.
In case you think Steph's been dirty, she's actually on about the chairs that were on there. Those ones with the compressed gassing, you might go up and down, but they go down more than they go up, don't they?
Yes. So. Usually when you're live on air and the mic's disappearing.
It's a brand new studio.
So mind you, I'll never forget in the early days a shout out. I think we had Ben in reading the news, and me and Mitch were presenting, and of course, you know the way we go quite quiet as presenters when the news is going on, because it's all serious and the like. And Mitch was playing around and accidentally knocked the little lever that made her chair go down, literally just plummeted underneath the desk. And Ben was laughing so hard, bless him, he had to stop reading the news because he just couldn't carry on. He totally like blanked on air. It was very funny. But of course, the problem is the listeners at home have no idea what had actually happened.
No, it's quite a visible
just heard
thing, isn't it?
Ben just Radio. Suddenly start kind of like, you know, yeah. Tailing off. It was funny, so.
So no pulling faces during the news today, Andy, Steph, just so no one gets put off.
I'm very good. It's Steph that's always the one that...
I see,
you're just a troublemaker.
I knew it. I always take the blame. Well, if that's going to be, that's going to be.
Makes things more interesting.
I've been very nice to you so far.
You Tonight? Have so far, but we've only just... I think we're 60 seconds in.
We are, yeah.
See how it goes.
And we haven't mentioned sausage, but we have mentioned gas.
Yes. But that was you, Steph, so don't complain
about us
being
impolite. I was just warning you about
impolite.
Your chair.
Well, thank you very
it
much.
It is very sweet, though, because you forgot your headphones, didn't you? So you got the white ones on. It
I
does
look
make you look like a bunny rabbit.
Yes.
It's true, actually. Yeah, just put your glasses a bit low on the end of your nose.
Yes. What noise do bunnies make?
I don't know.
Not one of escaping gas, so don't worry about it.
That's okay, then. Yeah. I'll be okay. Yes.
You'll be fine.
Anyway, it's all about music tonight on the show, which is going to be quite cool. We've got Frank in, who's going to be talking about a brand new house night that's coming, that's trying to go back in time to the days when we used to have a huge great dance scene on the gay scene here in Bristol. He'll tell you more, but I had a really interesting chat with him last night about it. It sounds fascinating. Oh, so.
And don't forget, music, Lovers of the Pupini Sisters, their new album.
Oh, the
and I know you are, Andy.
Pupini.
Pupini Sisters.
No, Pupini.
Papini? Papini. The Pupini?
No, Papini.
See, there's my mind again.
Yeah, it is. You just read things in a dirty way, really.
Papini, I do, obviously.
Are they on the show?
Papini, no.
Are they on the show? You wish.
Gosh, yeah, we'd love to see the Papini girls.
But we have got musicians on the show as well, and they're going to be playing a track for us.
We've got the Badgers. It's not quite the same.
Well, are they going to play music? Yeah, you don't know.
No, we've got they're in the middle of recording at the moment. So we've got some pre-release track stuff that we're going to play after we talk to them.
Okay. And is it true that the front woman's also involved in sort of women in music in Bristol? That's something that she does.
Well, we'll have to ask her.
Okay. All right. Might have understood that from the show notes, but we can only ask, can't we?
It'd be interesting to know how they come up with the name as well.
Yeah. Do you want to ask him?
I won't be here.
I won't. Well,
no, you'll have slung me out the studio long before that happens.
Andy can ask that one.
Okay. Well, if we're slinging you out the studio, I need some events off you first.
Okay.
So would you like your jingle?
Go on then.
Uh, So our shout, our pick of the best event or two that's coming up in the next week. I think Steph's got about 10 to get through tonight.
Well, I've got favourites.
She's a popular lady.
People have been contacting me. This one's for Nathan. It's for Bivisible Weeks. And it's a new meeting. It's 8 p.m. at the Hydra Bookshop, and that's Wednesday the 10th of February, and I think there's going to be a repeat for that one, but it's a new evening.
Cool. Yeah, I saw one of them have posted it up on our website, which is great.
It's good. I like the Hydra. They need good coffee.
Where is that?
Shout out.
Hydra,
it's on
Old Market.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go then.
Yeah, you know where the Old Market Tavern is?
Yes.
You just walk up the street a little bit and you get to Hydra Books.
They have quite a lot of regular meetings there, actually. Yeah. It's worthwhile looking at their events. You can't always feature them because they're not always LGBT, but there's generally lots of stuff going on. So.
Yeah. And if I said the number 69 to you, what would you think of?
Blank face. That goes somewhere. Means nothing. Yeah.
Means nothing?
No.
It's a lesbian haunt. And it's called Goldbrick House normally.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
And it's been called 69.
No, it is number 69 Park Street.
Oh, is it? Oh, right. Okay.
How can that be? They must have swapped the numbers. Okay. They really do. That's just got to be made up, isn't it?
You're pointing this out, why?
I have no idea. Don't forget, I'm sweet and innocent, so I would not know.
I don't know why anybody else would have made that leap. Anybody else would have just said Goldbrick House, but okay.
Well, no, they've given me the address as 69 Park Street.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yes.
What's happening there?
Yeah.
Well, there's a speed meet. Speed dating.
Oh.
8 p.m. on Thursday the 4th, which is this evening.
Yeah.
So as soon as you've heard the show...
Get down there. Or get up there.
Speed dating till 9. And then you can stay on after 9 as well, because there's a part A.
Speed dating, isn't it?
Speed dating, yeah.
Hey, it's still going. It's been going for a while now, speed dating.
Either of you?
No, I know. Who's organising it? Do we know?
This is Indigo.
It must be Indigo.
It's not normally a speed date, though. They do speed meets.
Do speed meets, but...
Yeah. So this is, impressive. Is that... Why have we got flashing lights?
Why is there an alarm?
That's the new doorbell.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was a fire alarm.
No, it's not the fire alarm.
I thought we were so hot.
Events, Steph. Events. Come on.
There's a Pride event. Another one.
Pride.
Yes. 2 weeks ago, I mentioned about the UK Pride, which was held in London. This is a National Student Pride. This is also in London. And half of the UWE and Bristol universities will be travelling on Saturday morning. That's from 9 o'clock.
Excellent. Do they have to get in touch? Do you have to get in touch then to get on that?
It's all on our website.
All on the website. Okay.
So if you are travelling anywhere from the UK to London, there will be lots of students on your bus and train. And if you wonder where they're going, they're going to
Pride.
Student Pride. Yes. There's a lot of prides all of a sudden. Oh, happening
in February.
Pride was a summer thing.
No.
I know there was Winter Pride, which ironically was in the winter.
The whole point is that was Winter Pride, yeah.
Yeah, well, the national one was indoors, wasn't it? That was in four events, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In
London. You can never have too many. I'm glad there's another one.
Yeah, exactly. You can never have too many prides. And this one is for the Queer Vision. This is for Bristol Pride, and this is being held at the Watershed, Family Faith Fights for Equality, and it's part of the Pride Film Festival.
Queer Vision's great.
It is. They have some fantastic things.
Yeah, Jane really does know how to pick good movies. It has to be said, doesn't she?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, they're proud to present this partnership with the Watershed. There's going to be a Q&A after. The director, Yoruba Richen, adeptly documents the story of an African-American community grappling with the issue of gay and civil rights in the light of the historic fight to win marriage equality, and charts the evolution of this divisive issue. In the U.S. state of Maryland, and black communities having wrenching conversations about homophobia as the gay rights debate unfolds on the political stage and in the courts. So that sounds like quite an interesting one to get down to. As I said, there is a Q&A after. Tickets are £6.50, and that can be booked through the Watershed direct.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay, have I got time for another one, or am I out of time?
You're 2 minutes over.
So go on then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Steph.
This is Nikki French, and you're listening to Shout Out!
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast. Oh, man, God, no.
That's Charlie Puth, I think you say. Mm-hmm.
Puth. Yeah.
I don't know. One Call Away. That's his new song. So.
Nice. It's all right.
He did that Let's Marvin Gaye and Get It On song, if you recall.
Oh, right. Was that him?
Yeah. So, and that's his new one.
Bit of a classic there.
I don't know if it's something we'd hear in your new club, is it? That's a bit too tame, really.
Not that likely.
I think it would be, yeah.
So anyway, a warm welcome to Shout Out to Frank Colsey, who's coming to tell us about a brand new club night that's coming to Bristol. So welcome, Shout Out. Give me some idea, because we were talking on the phone last night, and it's kind of a... going back in time to the way things almost were at some point, isn't it?
It's kind of
the aim. Tell us what it is and tell us what you're kind of trying to do with it.
Right, the night itself is called Hunker Chunk. It's going to be at the Doghouse Club on Stephen Street in the centre of town. The night itself is going to be kind of going back to a little bit how clubbing used to be.
Right.
Where it was a lot more underground music, a much better atmosphere and a better vibe. And it's kind of offering the scene a little bit different, something a little bit different to what's currently available.
Nice.
What's currently available then? It's interesting that you said that. How is it going to differ? What's the vibe going
to
be like?
I need to be very careful how I speak, because I don't want to...
We love the current scene, but it's always great to have an addition.
Of course,
What do you think it's going to bring?
Yeah, the current scene's good, but... it doesn't appeal to everyone, and if that's your thing, that's great, because there's a lot of that side of the sort of club scene available. But
when we talk clubs and we talk gay scene, we tend to mean kind of like the Frogmore Street area,
which
does tend to. I mean, it certainly wouldn't appeal to people my age. It does tend to be kind of like 18 to 25-ish, doesn't it?
This is true.
So is your night aiming at a different age group, or is it just?
I don't really want it to be age specific. No. It's more of a case.
Or should I rephrase that and say, is it more likely to appeal to a wide range?
A much wider range. It's people who enjoy house music, proper house music, and enjoy a good night without all the sort of. We're going to try and get it where there's
no
attitude, or it's just a nice environment with decent music.
So the underground house scene, like in the late 80s and the 90s, it was just all about the music, wasn't it?
It was just people
that loved music and just absolutely loved the tunes, and there was nothing about how you dressed or what you did or who you were or where you were from or anything like that. Is that what you're trying to get to?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Brilliant.
If I recall correctly, it was very much the case as well. The whole gay scene had quite a reputation for being really good at it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, back then, you to go to a straight nightclub, you had to wear a shirt and trousers. And I remember laughing at my straight friends because I could just go out in jeans and t-shirt and go to some of the best clubs around. So it's that kind of thing you're trying to recreate, really, isn't it?
I've been DJing for 20 years. I was quite into the rave scene in the mid-90s, and that's what it was about. It wasn't about what you're wearing. It was really, you just wanted to go and see the DJs that you absolutely love, and you know that you're going to have a good night. So what we want to do now is really go back to that, where it's the night is actually just going to be focused on the music.
Right.
And we've got a really good lineup. We've got a girl coming over from Cardiff, Madam Twisted. She's like an up-and-coming DJ. We got old school Scotty. He's been on the circuit for a good few years.
Right.
Another guy called Alex, TSA DJ, and myself, Frank Colsey. So a really wide range of music from sort of tech, minimal,
quite
bass.
Cool.
Yeah.
So is it one of those where there's different rooms for a different DJ, or are you doing a set each one after the other?
It's a set one after the other, because there is only one kind of, there's one area, one sound system, one dance floor. But it's the night's going to progress. It's going to kind of get, the music will probably get more harder and harder as the night goes on, because I'll do the closing set and I play.
I always thought that was because I was drinking too much.
I was going to make another comment about the 90s rave scene that we probably can't repeat on community radio.
No.
But yeah, all
right. Yeah, because my sets, I used to play a lot of old school garage, so my sound is kind of a real sort of mix of that sort of 90s feel with a lot of garage, a lot of bassline driven tracks, a lot of tech house. It's best thing to do is just come down and have a listen. That's the easiest way to describe it.
So tell me what the venue's like, because of course the gay scene is renowned for, it's kind of shrinking, unfortunately.
Located in two areas. And
yeah,
this is,
and this isn't in either,
not,
is it?
No. Because this is in between both of them. It's between Old
it's
Market.
It's a stepping stone.
It is.
Great,
it is.
Yeah.
So the venue itself is the Doghouse, and it's how can I describe it? It's a cocktail bar.
Yeah.
So it's downstairs. There's all sort of brickwork arches and stuff in there. It's an amazing venue. The acoustics are fantastic. Amazing sound system.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris and Gemma have done a really good job down there.
I kind of like that whole kind of underground thing anyway.
It ties in very clubbing, nicely with the whole direction you want
to get in. You and I, when we were like catching up yesterday to talk about it, you were saying it reminds me of things like Heaven in London, which was in the Arches and just that kind of, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's not a gay club, and I'm presuming it's not billed specifically as a LGBT event. It's open to all.
It's a gay event, but it's inclusive. So I don't want to make it exclusively anything. It's people who want to come hear some good music and just kind of just let loose and not have to worry about where they are or who's watching. It's really going to be what's been lacking for a good number of years.
Well, I was going to say, like, obviously Bristol certainly 15-20 years ago had a massive reputation in the dance scene, and, you know, certainly not so much in house, but in other areas like drum and bass and all the rest of it. Is there going to be any sort of desire to sort of bring that kind of music to your night, or is that not your...
Well, the plans I have is to kind of grow this night, and I want to be able to... There's lots of other music. It's not just going to be house. I'd love to be able to bring garage, like proper R&B, 90s R&B.
Proper, like 99, 2000.
I'm thinking further back.
Oh, right,
much
okay.
Further back.
Right.
Like Ragga.
That's when it got big. That's when I found out about it, because I'm not cool.
But yeah, bring like Ragga, Bashment, just, more urban music into it. So it's not just going to be just house music.
So this is the first one, isn't it?
This one coming.
By the way, I've got to ask, because I promised I would.
Yeah.
I know I asked you this last night, but why is it called Hunker Chunk?
Do you know what? I was thinking on the way up here, how did it come about?
Just Google that in the Urban Dictionary, but
I was just thinking,
Google it in the Urban Dictionary.
Well, I'm a bit of a chunk, so I just thought, okay, what could you call it? And the name just sort of popped into my head. I thought, okay, let's call it this. And I thought, let me run it past a few people. And they said, yeah, that sounds all right. So I thought, all right, we'll go with that.
I personally think it's a really cool name. I like it.
It's got a nice sound about it, yeah. And it sounds like, and it also makes it sound like a fun. It's got a fun sound about it.
It's going to be fun.
It's
going to be fun.
So what's the plan? Is this going to be a monthly thing?
It is monthly. It's the second Friday of each month.
Neat.
Okay, and what's from when till when?
It starts
till late.
Starts at 9, finishes at 4.
Right, okay, fantastic.
Oh, 4 in the morning, gosh.
you're talking to two people. Yeah, completely
makes me feel a bit old. But you see, the worst thing is I do remember doing it and then getting up and going to the uni the next day. And students, if you're listening, don't do that.
I didn't go to uni. I'd stumble into a calf and have a big fry up, maybe.
Yeah, well, yeah, we did. And then we went to lectures. It was,
it was good though. But that won't be a problem on a Friday, so.
So what kind of cost are we talking for tickets?
We're not doing tickets. It's £5 on the door all night. If we get to a point where it starts to sell out, we will limit the numbers to probably about 200. Otherwise,
big venue then, if it's 200.
It holds about 250, but I don't really want to oversell it just to get people in the door. I'd rather keep it to a capacity where people can still enjoy it. Because there's nothing worse than being in a club where it's absolutely rammed. It's just, it takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, that's big difference.
You can't hold your drink because someone's knocking you out.
And the doghouse is it's a great venue, but it's quite Warren-like. We think old wine cellars or old
that's
cellars
it.
Or something
It's
like
a bit
that.
Like the Tunnels then, that kind of.
In Bath?
No, in Bristol.
In Bristol. Oh, no, sorry, people.
Oh, you haven't been there? Oh, okay. Have you been to the Tunnels?
I haven't been there, no.
Oh, okay. It's a bit like Heaven underneath the railway arches at Temple Meads.
It's a bit like the Beer Emporium on King Street. It's got like that kind of, you know, arched rooms and separate rooms going into each other, I think.
But the good thing about it is the sound system and the acoustics down there. It is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to become like the regular DJs, or are you the regular and the others will change? Or
we got three residents so far, including
myself.
Sorry,
that's what you call them. I'm trying to think.
So yeah,
deeply uncool interview.
I know. Yeah, that's
the whole point of this is to start bringing lots of different elements into it. It's not going to be one dimensional, not by any means. So we're going to bring lots of different types of house music, and yeah, I just want to grow this, and it's just make it a really fun night and just give people something a little bit different to what's been around for many years.
That's good, because I think the music scene's got a bit fragmented, isn't it? If you want to hear one type of music, you're going to go to one type of club. Absolutely right. If you go to a house club, you won't hear like ragga or garage or anything.
No.
And it has really, really all gone spread out across the city, which is great, but sometimes, you know, you might want to go to one place and be able to hear that from set to set.
It won't be like that initially, where, because the music, there'll be too many different styles all chopping and changing, but this plans for the future. If this really takes off, then of course there's going to be possibilities to start bringing other elements into it.
That's great, and it'll be good to have a club venue so central as well.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Very different, because it's very bar heavy around there, but I don't know many clubs. So,
I don't think there is. No. Yeah, I know you've got the. There's another one on Baldwin Street. I can't think of the project.
So. New ground.
Well, the huge flagship clubs we used to have are all gone now, weren't they?
Yeah, because there used to be loads around there.
There used to be tons. Yeah. There was one down on the waterfront.
Yeah, what's it called?
I can't remember, but it was about three stories
high, wasn't it? There were loads of massive clubs in the city centre.
And there was another
one
that turned into a sports bar that was on the street down from Corn Street.
Yes.
That was at Creation.
That was huge as well. Yeah. But of course,
there were a couple in Broadmead as well that were just massive.
Yeah, you had Odyssey.
Renamed.
I think that's still there, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Opposite the old police station.
Yes, right.
So if I want to find out more, it's on our website. Yeah, not about the fire station.
But that used to be a club as well.
Fire station.
Yeah, the old fire station.
I DJed there years ago.
Used to be very good club. Anyway, sorry. I'll stop, Andy.
So if you want to find out more, obviously, I noticed you bunged it up on our website as well, so the event's on our event page. But
yes.
you're also a big one on Facebook, I think, haven't you, with more info?
Best thing to do, go onto Facebook. It's hunkachunk.house. Like the page, like the event. Come down, share the page. What we're going to do as well is, for the first event, if you like and share the page, you go into a draw and potentially win a free ticket for yourself and three of your mates.
Oh, nice. Free night out, we like those.
Good stuff, yeah, happy.
And correct me if I'm wrong, didn't you want to say thank you to a couple of people?
Yeah, just a big thanks. Yeah, Chris and Gemma at the Doghouse, Layla and Liam from Parallel Dimensions, all my friends on Facebook that have been really pushing this and making it happen. And a big shout to my big brother in London who's done all my design work. So, yeah, he's put in a lot of work, so really thankful.
Cool.
Awesome. Sounds like it's going to be a great night.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll have to catch up with you after the event as well,
and perhaps
get some audio off you if we can, find out how it went. So
yeah, all of the sets, they'll all be recorded. So we'll put links up so you can listen to what we do.
Awesome. Yeah.
Cool. Stay with us. News is coming up next, and later we're going to be talking to some completely different type of music, really, aren't we?
We think it will be different
when we talk to the Badgers. But a big thank you to you, Frank, for coming in, and the best of the show.
Thank you.
Stay with us. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Shout Out.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That is Grace, and You Don't Own Me. I now feel really old after doing that interview. That's terrible.
Deeply uncool.
Yeah. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I was
oh no.
The worst thing is, I do actually stay out till 4 o'clock in the morning when we go out. I remember my clubbing days when 4 o'clock in the morning actually was a lot worse state than I would be in these days. So.
2 pints and I go home.
But you, Steve, can you do 4 o'clock in the morning these days still?
I used to be out till six when the Castle Green was running. Gosh.
Oh, OCG.
Yeah, Old Castle Green,
I remember it.
Good Lord.
Gosh. So, what about you, Matthew? Are you a clubber?
I used to be. Well, I did my year abroad in France. It was all night clubbing, and you used to come out of the clubs around about 5:30, 5:45 in the morning, knock on the door of the bakery across the street, and have a fresh croissant. That's how to do clubbing.
Croissant. That's really French, though, because it was a big fry up when I was young.
Fry up, cup of tea. You're all fine.
Melt in the mouth.
So, anyway, it's time to get some news.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 4th of February, 2016.
A Church of England bishop has called for affirmation services for people who have changed gender. The Bishop of Buckingham, Alan Wilson, said that the Church of England should issue new service books with liturgies for same-sex weddings and transition celebrations for people changing gender. The bishop has been speaking on behalf of a new Anglican campaign group, which is also pressing for an end to the ban on clergy entering same-sex marriages. The church's blanket opt-out from the gay marriage legislation and local policies preventing non-heterosexual clergy from promotion. The campaign group has also pledged to lobby Parliament to end the church's special exemptions from equal rights laws.
There is hope for the LGBT community in India, as the country's Supreme Court is to decide once again whether to decriminalise gay sex. The current law, which dates back to British rule, was in fact struck down in 2009, but it was restored in 2013, much to the dismay of LGBT activists in the country. A parliamentary bill on the matter was defeated in December, but the issue is now being touted more as a constitutional one. Congressman Shahi Tharoor described it as being about freedom, justice and equality of treatment, and said that the law from the 1860s has no place in the 21st century, nor in people's private lives or in their bedrooms.
A bill in the US state of Indiana that would have banned discrimination based on sexual orientation has been thrown out. Senate Bill 344 was withdrawn from the state legislature just before going to a vote earlier in the week on Tuesday. Lawmakers failed to reach a compromise between LGBT rights and religious freedom, according to Senator David Long. He said that the effort was unfortunately hampered by well-organized extreme messaging from groups representing both sides of the discussion. An ongoing battle over LGBT protections and religious freedoms has been waged in this state since Governor Mike Pence signed a bill protecting religious freedom last year.
An Australian children's program is going to be the first to feature same-sex parents. Play School is one of the longest-running children's shows in the world for preschool children and a firm favourite in Australia. Now the show is looking for two gay fathers to feature in an episode aimed at educating youngsters on diversity. The show was first featured a same-sex family in 2004 with an episode focusing on a girl with lesbian mothers, prompting national outcry and debate in the Australian Parliament. However, 12 years on, the show's producers feel ready to readdress the issue. Jan Stradling is the program's executive producer and says that the idea of the show is to reflect current Australian society. She says, "We will explore the relationships and bonds of a family, how they care for one another and share experiences."
Elton John is the latest musician to call out Donald Trump after the Republican used his music without permission. The presidential candidate has been using two of the singer's tracks, Rocket Man and Tiny Dancer, during his political rallies to warm up crowds. According to the singer's publicist, Elton's music has not been requested for use in any official capacity by Donald Trump, and any use of his music should not be seen as an endorsement of Donald Trump. The statement comes only days after Mr. Trump condemned the US Supreme Court's decision to legalize same-sex marriage, and he announced that he would strongly consider overturning it if he becomes president.
Staying with music, George Shelley has addressed his sexuality publicly for the first time in a video message to his fans. The 22-year-old Union Jay singer shared a video about his personal journey on Wednesday following reports questioning his sexuality. In the video, Shelley confirmed he has been in relationships with both men and women, but said he would not be labelling himself as gay, straight or bisexual, saying that he considered those labels to be old-fashioned. He says, "I just want you to know that whether I decide to be with a girl next or to be with a guy next, that is because I love them."
And finally, Bristol's longest established gay pub, The Pineapple, is to close its doors next month. The lease on the building has come to an end. The closure announcement was made on social media and has triggered an outpouring of support by hundreds of people who have enjoyed the venue over the years. The management has announced that the closure and end of an era will be marked with a massive closing party on Saturday the 20th of February. Keep an eye on the Shoutout website events page for more information on this and other events in the area.
For these stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Matthew Tosh
and Steve Shepherd.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
But say it with me. LGBT.
Both of you as well.
I realise. It's contagious, you see, that's what it is.
One thing. Just one thing.
Hi, I'm Morgan James, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
That's Day. I think you pronounce it Kygo.
Right.
So I like the name, so, and it was really, really nice.
Are you deliberately picking songs that we can't quite pronounce?
So no, I'm just picking ones that I like the sound of when I play them.
They're nice tunes.
So, the nice thing with iTunes, you can kind of like pre-listen before you buy.
That is quite a good feature.
I try and usually get like the latest number one in, but if we've played it like the week or two before, I'll go and have a hunt around.
These
are some of the ones I found as I went through the kind of different tracks.
It's a good musical selection.
Yeah.
And carrying on with the musical theme, we've got George in the studio. Hi.
Hi.
And you're here with your band. Do you want to introduce
them?
Yeah,
I'm here with my band, the Badgers. We've got Mary on keyboards.
Hi up.
And Megan on drums.
Hi there.
And Linda on bass.
Hello. So,
and we're playing at the Women Live at Halo Function Rooms on Saturday the 13th of February.
Excellent. So this Women Live, that's an event that you run yourself? It's one that you set up before?
Yeah, it's long running. Mary was involved in something called Weekenders many moons ago, and we...
Mary's got fingers in all kinds of things. We thought we'd keep
a live situation going.
So right, okay.
We used to run them once a month, but I'm a bit busy, so we only run them twice a year now.
Okay. And yeah. what was the sort of the impetus behind setting the night up and keeping it going?
Yeah, it's kind of nice for people to have somewhere where they know they can come and perform. We always start with an open mic, and then we have a slightly more professional act later on.
Right.
And it's open for anybody like stand-up comics or, in fact, your own Michelle McMorrow is going to be on the bill on Saturday.
Careful, she does like a microphone.
Anyway, so people feel that there's somewhere they can perform.
Okay.
And all women are welcome.
Do you find some quite amazingly talented people through it?
Yeah,
I'm sure you also get the other end as well, but have you had some people and you're just like, wow?
Yeah, there are people that go, wow, but actually, do you know what? Sometimes the audience enjoy people that aren't that much better than them,
right,
but they really appreciate that there's some sort of oneness goes on between the audience.
It's a bit of a community thing, really, isn't it? Yeah, everyone's in it together.
It always has a really nice vibe there.
That's
so
great. Yeah.
If you're out there and you feel like performing, my number is 077-66-87-6651, and you can give me a ring and we can try and fit you in.
Okay, we'll put that on the website later and we'll make sure that people be aware of it. So the next time, the next night that you're running, you're going to be launching, you're going to be launching your band's
first CD, first record.
So could you talk a little bit about the band, how you came together, what brought you together, and how long have you been playing for?
Well, when we started Women Live, we had a house band that was sort of various people, and then a former rendition of us was the Raccoons, and then we split up for a while, and then we came back as the Badgers, really, to... We got a thing about the Stop the Cull on the record cover, so we thought we'd do the bit for the Badgers by calling ourselves the Badgers.
Right.
We were wondering. We did wonder.
Yeah.
Where's the name come from?
Yeah.
So how long have you been reformed for,
probably about two years. And it's a mixture of music, like all our influences come to play. So there's a bit of rock, there's a bit of ska, there's a bit of reggae.
Oh, wow.
There's a bit of... If anybody's got an idea for a tune, then... You know, we try and do it. A lot of us aren't playing our first instruments. I'm actually a bass player. I'm playing guitar and singing. And Megan's a saxophonist and she's playing the drums. And Linda's in the ukulele band as well. Mary's the only person that's playing her home instrument, I'd say. Yeah.
Right. So it's a true musical collective experiment. Any plans to... You could change instruments in halfway through then, couldn't you?
Well, we could, but it might be better.
Right, sorry, yeah, inflation would kill it.
No, we aim for it to be a fun, cheerful experience. And even though we tackle some serious subjects, like, you know, there's an anti-war song in there and stuff, also we try and make the music sort of, like, cheerful, because there's not enough cheeriness in the world, and sometimes lesbian music can be a bit dour, so we try and be the antidote to anybody that thinks that it's
happy
just
lesbian
wailing
music.
Yeah, no,
that,
so,
yeah, that,
so
that is a niche.
So we try to be, you know, like foot stompingly cheerful.
So awesome. And you're going all that and actually producing an album, which is quite cool.
Yeah, yeah.
We so was that planned, or was it just
no, it wasn't.
You realised you actually had quite a few songs in.
Well, no, I play in a reggae band and sort of all the rest are men, and the studio, which I liked, is being gentrified out of Portland Square, so we thought we'd get in there, and the engineer's really good, a guy called Pete, and we just thought we'd get in there before he closed down, so we hadn't actually rehearsed enough before we went in. It's fly by. I mean, I wrote the words to some of them the night before we went in, but in the spirit of 1976 and all that.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Well, if the famous people could do it, I mean, Elton John will sit down and write a whole song in all of about 2 minutes, and yeah, it's a massive success. There's no reason why you can't write the lyrics the night before, so.
No, well.
Awesome. So at the launch night, how can people get hold of this CD? What kind of ways can you hear it?
If you want tickets in advance from Women Live, either ring that number, or we have a women's pool night at the moment every Friday night at the Pineapple until the Pineapple closes.
Yeah, yes. We've meant that's been mentioned at our show before.
So you can come down on a Friday night and buy a ticket for Women Live, or you can turn up on the door, but I'd advise you to come early because we've sold a lot of tickets already. I mean, awesome. We sold about 60 tickets already, so it should be a ram lesbian night in there.
Cool. And is the whole point you can get the CD at the event, or is it something that you're going to sell afterwards? Or?
Well, yeah, the whole point in doing it in a rush now was before the studio closed, and so we could launch it on the Women Live night. So, yeah.
It's going to be good. So you've brought in a track to play.
We just brought a taster. There's like a little medley of a bite out of three of the tracks. Actually, one of the tracks is supporting the local railway line, and it's called Night Train to Easton, and we've jumped it to Montpellier Station and Stapleton Road Station because we're in this area tonight.
Right.
So that's a little bit of sign about with that. Okay.
So it's not just LGBT. Well, I don't know. It's local issues, all sorts of stuff that you write about.
Yeah, it's all kinds of stuff actually. Yeah. So, but this one, the first ones are dedicated to the local train line.
Excellent.
Cool. Okay. Well, listen, best of luck with the gig as well.
And
I hope the CD goes down well when it comes out. Perhaps we'll have to get you send us some of your tracks when you finished it, so we can play them on air.
Yeah, well, we're hopefully finishing it tonight. And it's on the night, it's only going to be £5 to buy. It'll be a bit more after the night. So buy it on the night if you can.
Sounds like a bargain. Yeah, well, right.
It is a bargain.
We're going to have a taster now, which I think is a mix of a few things, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of Night Train to Easton, then a reggae track called Dance With Me, and then Summer's Coming, which is more of a rock number.
Cool. Well, if you like this, get down and see the ladies when they're gigging, and we'll also try and get a CD and we can play a couple of them on future shows
thank you very much.
But best of luck, thank you very much for coming in, and let's have a listen.
Thank you very much.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Hi, this is Bethany Black, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so that was the Badgers, and just to remind everybody, they're going to be playing on Saturday, February the 13th, in the Halo Bar on Gloucester Road, and we will be putting those details up on the website after this show. There you go.
I love it. That was very well done.
Thank you.
That sounded really professional.
Yeah. She can like read and everything. Yeah. It's great.
She can read and she can talk.
I like presenting with Lucy. It's good.
She is.
She's a lot smutty as you. It's fun.
No, but she also has got a lovely radio voice.
Yes. But also, Steph, yeah, no, the gas got me.
It did get you.
Yeah,
right?
when we were interviewing Frank.
You sank.
Yes.
Very slowly.
I have a funny filly. You can probably hear it on the podcast as well, because it was quite noisy in the chair as it went down.
It got Ivan as well on Monday. He's doing the events on Monday show, and he sank gradually, and he's disappearing from the mic.
Do you feel very silly when it's happening to
you? It's when everyone's getting quieter and quieter as their chair.
we honestly shouldn't moan, because at least CFM is really good to us, and it's wonderful to be able to be here and do it, but it's just so funny that we've got a brand new studio.
Pat did say that they were got from the back of a truck or something.
they were second hand things, okay. I believe.
No, we announced that on OLB.
Oh, did he? Oh, right.
Yeah, so,
right
they fell off the back of a truck.
Fair enough. So, now, a reminder, our a second show, which is called Shout Out After Dark, broadcast its third show last week at midnight here on BCFM and also on the Pirate Nation Radio. It's repeating again tonight, in case you missed it. It's all on the two drugs, PEP and PrEP, which are to do with HIV treatments. It's well worth having a listen to. We'll repeat again tonight at midnight, but the podcast is also up as well now.
And the Screen Queens are also on there, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, they are. Doing
the
doing
Danish girl.
The Danish yeah. girl, yeah. yes. Which yeah. I really must get around to seeing.
You really must. Yes.
It's supposed to be brilliant.
Me too. That's not good, really, is it? Mm. Seeing as I bang on about films all the time.
Has, yeah, anyone, has anyone seen the new Channel 4 ID? For Diverse TV, it's calling itself.
No.
Fantastic. Their logo is now led down and it's rainbow. And they're showing gay kisses, transgender.
So, what, is this on Channel 4? Or
is Channel 4 ident? Oh, so it's right. in between the programme.
Oh, right. So, oh, right, okay.
A diverse ident.
Yes, they're calling themselves Clever. Diverse Television.
Like it.
Well, they've always been quite on the forefront, haven't they, Channel 4? Yeah. Didn't they have the first lesbian kiss on Channel 4?
Yes, they did.
Brookside.
Yeah. Beth Jordash.
Yeah. Well, there's someone
who's character's
known.
Name. What's the character? That was the character's name. She buried her dad or something.
But Lucy, you're getting euphoric recall then, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it was... When was it? Early 90s? I was...
it was something like that,
teen, early teen... Yeah.
Led to hundreds of complaints.
Made an impression on me. I then ignored for 5 years. But yes, but...
but of course, Channel 4 also screened Queer as Folk, which was the very famous...
That was really rad.
That was
genuinely trailblazing.
That's quite horrific if you watch it now, but it was so true to the time.
I watched it quite recently.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's not like that now.
No, but when you think how radical that was.
Yes.
Those days when Channel 4, it was really leading the game, wasn't it?
I remember the billboards going up and people throwing things at them and all sorts because they were that horrified.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, I was living in London at the time and it was kind of, you know, you either loved it or you hated it. It was,
They did an American remake of it.
They did.
Did anybody ever see that?
It wasn't as good.
No, I don't think it was. No. I think they cut some of the more... R-rated aspects of it.
The guy that played Nathan, he was in the film recently, Pacific Rim.
Oh,
was he?
Yeah, and he's all buffed up and...
Yeah, but the other guy, he's on Game of Thrones now.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
He was, yeah.
He's like,
there you go, good pedigree.
Yeah, so there we go.
It's like Beautiful Thing. Have you ever seen that film?
Yes.
They're all now in EastEnders.
Leah, oh, really?
Leah, she's now in
You watch
in
EastEnders?
I do watch EastEnders. Sorry, is that bad?
Dear. I think you've said that out loud, Andy.
Well, I've never watched Brookside.
Anna Friel, that was the actress's name.
Oh, yes, because there was that song, wasn't there? Anna Friel.
Instant recall, Luce. Instant recall.
Andy's laughing.
He
minutes.
Remembers it.
Yes, Brookside. That was the only time I watched Brookside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I do like EastEnders. Anyway, After Dark tonight at midnight, going back to what I was actually
and
talking
and loads
about.
Of good info on that.
Yeah, well worth it. It's been really well received. We had some lovely comments coming in. Do keep them coming in. We do read them. studio@shoutoutradio.lgbt is the address if you want to get hold of us. So, yeah.
Very useful to listen to. Yeah.
I can't remember what we're doing for the next one, actually. I don't know.
It's probably a secret, isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Cause that's because we don't know.
No.
Saying you pick these topics.
Well, they're quarterly, aren't they? So we have got a little while left.
Something topical, I'm sure.
It will be. Mm. Yeah.
But there's going to be another tea time as well, isn't there, at some point?
I think so, yeah.
I'm sure there will be.
Myself and Ivan.
Anyway, that's it for this week. As always, if you want to catch it again, the podcast will be on our website later.
And if you missed our second show, Shout Out After Dark, Andy's just said, don't forget it's on again on BCFM at midnight, but also available to download on our site.
Just go to shoutoutradio.lgbt, which is where you'll find all the stuff about all the events and all the people we'll be talking about today, and grab all the other podcasts as well. So don't forget, you can post your own events as well, which is really cool, and we do try and get them on the radio if we can. So anyway, next week we're going to be talking about the LGBT manifesto.
Sounds good. Yeah.
But for myself and the team, say bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.